overall, the planet's going to get wetter because as it gets hotter, we'll see more evaporation. The problem is we aren't always going to get more rain where we want it. Sometimes we're going to get more rain where we don't want it. And at the moment, unfortunately, it looks like the biggest increases in rainfall will be in the far northern regions where, in fact, water is typically less of a problem, or at least water quantity is less of a problem. And we may actually get less rainfall in the southwest, for example, where we need it more.
Let's talk about some of the precious areas to North America. For instance, a lot of people are worried about snowpack in the Rockies.
Yes. Well, one of the most certain impacts of global climate change is going to be significant changes in snowfall and snowmelt patterns in the western United States as a whole, actually in the United States as a whole, because as it warms up, what falls out of the atmosphere is increasingly going to be rain and not snow. Now, that really matters in the western United States, in the Rocky Mountains and the Sierra Nevada, where our snowpack really forms the basis of our water supply system. Unfortunately, as the climate is changing, we're seeing rising temperatures and we're seeing decreasing snowpack. More of what falls in the mountains is falling as rain. It's running off sooner and faster. Less of it's going to be snow. That's going to wreak havoc on our water management system, the reservoirs that we've built to deal with these variations in climate. Incidentally, it's also going to ruin the ski season ultimately.
You mentioned that the farther north you go, according to some models, that we'll see more rain or more precipitation. At the same time, with warmer temperatures, we'll see less ice cover in some of the inland lakes, such as the Great Lakes, which means more evaporation. So what are we going to see as far as those surface water sources around the continent?
Without a doubt, global climate is changing, and it's going to get worse and worse as humans put more and more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. And as it gets warmer, we're going to see more evaporation off of the surface of all kinds of lakes, including especially the Great Lakes. And interestingly, even though we don't have a great degree of confidence about what's going to happen precisely with precipitation in the Great Lakes, all of the models seem to agree that over time the Great Lakes levels are going to drop. And it looks like we're going to lose more water out of the surface of the Great Lakes from increased evaporation off of the lakes than we're likely to get from precipitation, even if precipitation goes up somewhat. And I think that's a great worry for homeowners and industry around the margins of the lake, ultimately for navigation, ultimately for water supply.
There's a lot of talk about the doom and gloom scenarios of global warming, but there'll be longer growing seasons, and we're also going to be seeing, as the zones change, more of this fertile ground in northern U.S. and Canada get longer growing seasons. That's not a bad thing.
There are going to be winners and losers from global climate change. And interestingly, there are going to be winners and losers at different times. Certainly, a longer growing season is a possibility as it warms up. And I think that in the short term could prove to be beneficial for certain kinds of agriculture in certain regions. Interestingly, though, and perhaps a little depressingly, over time, if the globe continues to warm up, the evidence is beginning to suggest that the short-term improvements in agriculture that we might see may ultimately be wiped out. As it gets hotter and hotter, some crop yields are actually going to start to go down after they go up. We're going to see an increase in pests that we didn't used to see because of warmer weather. Unfortunately, pests like warmer weather. Furthermore, if we don't really get a handle on greenhouse gas emissions, if we don't really start to cut the severity of the climate changes that we're going to see, the doom and gloom scenarios unfortunately get more likely. Over time, the temperatures go up not just 1 or 2 or 3 degrees Celsius, but 5 or 6 or 8 degrees Celsius. And that truly is a catastrophe ultimately for the kinds of systems that we've set up around the planet.